Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors again today. So relax, because I'm going to take you on another trip around Africa on disc. But later on the show, Ida V, born in Uganda, now based in the United States of America, will be my guest right here on this great African beat today. And we'll be talking about her new EP and some of her latest songs that is coming up. So stay tuned for that with Ida V from Uganda right here on the African beat. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling for today. Sabi is our first track by Sierra Leone folk singer and award-winning artist Fantasy Weezer. And right after that, Woman by Gomez Oba of Cameroon. And Down by Askante of the Republic of Guinea. But Sabi is our track right now that we're going to kick off the show with from Fantasy Weeze of Sierra Leone.
Bless the speak, DJ Rampage.
And here's a message now from my friend and brother Cherish Cherry Labamba, and he says, "Hi DV, thank you for the show as we are feeling the beats right here in Freetown, Sierra Leone." Well, thank you very much, Cherish Cherry Labamba, always brother. It's always great to hear from you, okay? And let's enjoy the music right now on the African beat.
Fantasy Wiz, that girl from Kabbalah, and you're listening to Africa Beats on the Voice of America.
All right, the African beat. Here is a message now from Abraham King Sharif out there in Liberia. Abraham says, "I am enjoying the beat on FM 94.1 in Liberia." Well, thank you very much, Abraham. That is beautiful to hear from you.
Carl on the beat, so it's lit. Amazing, baby, oh. Money, friendly,
money, so me, I want for hustle harder.
I'm a hustler. Troubles may come my way. Trials may come my way. But I keep on doing my thing. Nothing will knock me down, down, down.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Down by Askante of the Republic of Guinea. And before that, Woman by Gomez Oba of Cameroon and Sabi by Fantasy Wheeze of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. I'll be right back with some of your messages and some good music.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on, and that is Ida V from Uganda, who is right here with me in the studio. Now, let's take some of your messages. This message is coming from Elisha P. Halilu, and Elisha says, How do I send greetings during your program, David? I do listen to your programs every day, but don't know how to send greetings. Can you educate me on how to go about that? Well, that is exactly what you have done, Elisha, by sending us an email or a message through our Facebook page. You can send to africanbeat@voanews.com or send it through our African Beat Facebook page and we'll be able to read them. Thank you very much for writing, Elisha. It's beautiful to hear from you. And this next message is coming from Lex Walker. Lex says, "Hello, African Beat on the Voice of America. I am from the Democratic Republic of Congo and I like more African Beat." Thank you very much, Lex Walker from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And our next message is coming from Ramsey. Ramsey David Arome, a Nollywood director out there in Nigeria and who is also a regular listener to this great African Beat. And he sends his greetings. Greetings, David. Listening to you from Nigeria. Keep it up. Thank you very much, Ramsey. It's been a long time, but it's good to hear from you again. All right, well, don't forget to join me on my guest later on. But right now, let's get back to music. Unavailable by Davido is going to be our next track from Nigeria. And right after that, Ipepa, the sound of TNT featuring Serge Bernard from Cote d'Ivoire. And Melissa by Shatta Wale of Ghana. But unavailable right now, the sound of Davido from Nigeria.
Demandez, venez m'amuser pendant que les nains vont tirer. La folie là-bas, mon rapide n'en dit pas. Tous les amis de mes amis, mes ennemis ont des amis, qui ont des ennemis qui se demandent comment nous on fait pour pouvoir nous faire danser. Ça peut les tuer.
By Shatta Wale of Ghana, and right before that, Ipepa by TNT featuring Serge Bernard of Cote d'Ivoire, and Unavailable by Davido of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. When I come back, my guest, Ida V, will be right here to talk to you about good songs and all the latest coming up in the brand new EP. We'll be right back.
This is Fatsi with That Girl from Kabbala, and you're listening to Africa Beats on The Voice of America.
Another message from Andrew Toby, this time in Monrovia, Liberia. Andrew says, "Hi, David. I am Andrew, and I want to thank you for all the beautiful music you are playing. I listen to you right here in Monrovia, Liberia every day. Big up to African Beats," and that's from Andrew Toby. Thank you very much, Andrew. And a message now coming from Alusain Bayo in Sierra Leone, West Africa. And Alusain says, "I enjoy the African beat, David. Keep doing what you're doing."
African Beats, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America, we love it.
Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, today my special guest is Ida V. And the V is like the V-E-E, like my D-E-E for V-E-E. That's right. Okay, yeah. Hey, Ida, welcome to The African Beat.
Hey, Mr. D-E-E with the V-E-E.
That's right, the A-I-D-A with the V-E-E.
Hey.
Anyway, I know you're from Uganda.
Yes.
Born in Uganda.
Yes.
All right, and now you're growing up in America, or you're what did you say, Anya? You were conceived in America.
Yes.
Okay, I love that part. All right, tell me about Uganda, first of all. Let's go to where it all started for you, Ida V.
Okay, Uganda is, it's like a pot. It's full of love, sun, dust, food, some more love, love, love. It's home. It's home. It's home.
Uganda is home.
Uganda is home.
And what was it like living in Uganda to come to the United States?
Oh, well, I, unlike other people, did not get a chance to first visit the U.S. I was literally uprooted and I came here. So it was definitely a transition. I remember I came in fall. And if you've been to Boston, you know the four seasons are real. But, I mean, when you are in Africa, America is the dream. You know, it doesn't matter if you've come into a tiny little apartment or a big mansion. You've gone to America.
That's it.
You've arrived.
You've arrived.
So it was definitely something.
And you know, how first of all, how did you get into the music? Because right now, your music is like, you know, when Chinua Achebe says, it's like a Wi-Fi in the Hamatan. That is where it is getting to.
Oh, damn.
Like, the wind is blowing, and the Hamatan wind, and when there is small spark of fire in there, it starts spreading.
I like that. I love that analogy.
So how did you get into it? How did you get to this point?
So, like I said before, I've always been a creative. Though what I forgot to tell you is my sister, my older sister, who is older than me by 7 years, is actually a singer, right? Mm-hmm. So
should I say it runs in the family?
Yeah, it's safe to say it runs in the family. We're super artistic.
Hi, sister. How are you?
Miss J, back in Kenya. Yeah, so I come from a family of creatives. Though my dad is more in the medical field, which is, you know, but he used to be a DJ in his days. So
now I'm beginning to understand.
Right?
Now I'm beginning to understand. Daddy used to be a DJ. And so
with the afro,
music,
by the way,
in the home.
With the afro too. Just in case you have not seen me and you look for me, I have an afro on my head. I'm like, they're just trying to be like my father.
So Daddy used to have this afro when he was DJing. And you can imagine when Daddy was DJing and Mommy was standing there looking at him.
That's probably what happened.
That's probably what happened. Daddy was the showpiece man.
Anyways, so yes, I've always been a creative. I have a background in dance, as mentioned before. I did dance in school. It allowed me, actually, that's the first time I got out of Africa, when I was representing Africa in dance in India, you know. And then I have a background in fashion, too. So back to my sister. So 7 years older than me. Every little sister wants to be like their older sibling, right? So she was in a band, and I'd be like, oh, I want to sing just like JoJo. Her name is Josephine. And she'd be like, Ida, get your own thing. You already dance. You're already a designer. Stop trying to be like me. But I started doing it, and I loved it. We're here today.
Well, that's great. And you followed that dream, and now look at where you are. So now, I want us to take a look at some of your songs, okay?
Yeah.
All right. The first song I want to play is Moi.
Mm-hmm.
Moi. So what is Moi?
Moi is actually a person.
I never knew this part. I wish I can speak a little bit of... Okay. So now tell me about Moi.
Okay, so there's two ways to look at Moi. The bigger picture, the more philanthropical, the more brainy picture is, in life we are told by society or people we deem to be in power or people we look up to, we are told by them to conform to certain ways, right? And often people that live that way, which is most of us, we end up not fulfilling our purposes or not doing things that, you know, bring us true joy, right? So I depicted that in form of, I want this Kenyan man, but my dad wants me to be with this Ugandan man. So if you watch the video, even if you do not speak Luganda, you'll be able to see that. Okay.
To understand.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm picturing the whole thing again. Watching the video, okay.
Exactly, right? So in the video, you'll see that, okay, her father is welcoming Moi. He's bringing like a suitcase of dollars and thousands, you know. And then you see her sneaking away with Moi to go and dance at the beach, you know. And at the end of it all, even though her father tries to strike her or tries to strike me, it's worth it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say Moi is a love song.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Yes, it's depicted that way.
And
the concept is.
This question is passionate.
Uh-huh.
You can answer it or you can't. Okay. Is Moi real?
Moi was real. I did write it in Mombasa. I went to USIU, so shout out to all those that did. So did South Soul, by the way, fun fact. And while there, I got into a relationship with one of my sister's friends, and he was from Mombasa, so he took me to Mombasa, and that's where I wrote Moi for the first time.
And that's where you met Moi.
That's where I met Moi.
And so meeting Moi led to the writing of Moi.
This is true.
All right. Well, if you're out there and you're listening, this is the African Beat. This is the way we bring it to you. And now let's listen to this song. Enjoy it. And if you want anything, you can ask any question. We'll send it to Ida, okay? We'll send it to her and she will respond. Now let's listen to the song, Moi. If you're from Kenya or you're from Uganda or you're from East Africa, hey, just look out for your own Moi, okay? Here we go.
Cause
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Why? You know, watching this video.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the video, I saw the dad picking up a stick, coming, and you did not even move.
Well,
you think hitting you with that stick was worth it?
Yes. I mean, I see where daddy's coming from, his dowry, his suitcase of, you know, thousands of dollars has been messed with, but I have gone after what I want. And the moral of the story is I do not care if I'm stricken. I do not care if I'm disowned, you know. I have done what has brought me purpose and has brought me joy. If I've lived shortly, I've lived fully. You know, so it's fine. You can tag me. I'm like, hey,
that part of your life. All right.
Exactly.
Well, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest is Ida V, born in Uganda and now based in Boston, Massachusetts, in the United States of America. Okay. And there's another song I want to talk about. Okay. This is Coco Plus Vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the title of this song, Coco Plus. Coco, is this the real coco?
Coco.
Then you add vanilla to it.
Uh-huh. Isn't it delicious?
Oh, my goodness. It's like you're eating a chocolate ice cream.
Exactly.
Mixed with vanilla.
You got it.
Can you elaborate, please?
Well,
because this song... Can you stop laughing?
Hey, you're the one laughing. Listeners, isn't he not the one laughing?
All right, let's talk about this song. There's something very, very fishy, something very catchy to it. So explain. It looks real to me. It's like a real life story.
unlike Moi, Coco Plus Vanilla is not a real life story personally.
Okay.
Though from a secondary point of view, I have one of my closest friends is in an interracial relationship, and it's so beautiful, you know. So growing up in Africa, you know, when you see someone that is interracial, or you see an interracial couple, or you see an interracial product, in school, those children are always treated differently. Like, they're treated better, you know. It's just like, oh, you're such an enigma, right? So unconsciously, because looking back, you know, I was like, okay, unconsciously, it has always been such, so out of reach, right? When you're back home, you know, this Ugandan girl in Gaza Junior School, which is a staunch boarding school. If you've been to a real African school where they cane you, then you really know what I'm talking about. So I come to the States and it's getting more and more diverse, right? So Coco Plus Vanilla is a celebration of all love. It's a celebration of all love. It's inclusive, you know, without excluding other forms of love. So I don't know if you want the storyline behind how I actually came with the concept, or you want the...
Well, I want to know, actually, because you said, okay, one of your friends is into that relationship. Did that actually drag you into believing that it can also be you?
No. That's not the point of view I wrote it in. I wrote it as an homage, if I'd like to say. You know, it pays homage to that particular kind of love, because in Coco Plus Vanilla, I'm like, take you to my hometown, cold, go and pay, promise you I'll love it every day, right? So it talks about me having my spouse that has never been to Africa, or has never been to, let's say, Italy, has never been to China, has never been to anywhere in the world. Or let's say you have a spouse that's never been to America. It's about me taking my person back home to where I'm from, you know? Because I say that you'll see the sun that made all this melanin, you know? So it's just me going like, hey, I want to share more parts of myself than just the physical. I want to share my past. I want to share the things that make me who I am, the things that make, you know, you attracted to me. I want to show you the roots. I want to show you where it came from. So if you internalize it that way,
then that's it. Okay, then we're cool with that. We're cool with that. So if you want to be a Coco Plus Vanilla, you want to get into that kind of Coco Plus Vanilla
this
relationship, then here's the song for you. So now let's bounce it up. And this is cool, you know. And you know, I was reading some of the comments, and the guy said in your comment section on YouTube, he said, This song, I am definitely going to play it for my love. And so make sure, if you want to listen to this, in fact, the song is out there with the lyrics. If you want to listen to it, you want to learn it, make sure you don't learn it alone.
Yes.
Make sure your love is next to you. This is the African Beat. And now let me bring you Ida V in Coco Plus Vanilla. Music, beautiful tune. What a love sharing experience. It doesn't matter the color, it doesn't matter the race, it doesn't matter whether this person has been to where you came from or not. When love hits, you feel no pain. Ida V.
Yes.
You know, you are now in the United States of America, and you are in Washington, D.C. You came in all the way from Boston.
Yes.
You are here at the Voice of America, and it has been a long day. So what was your mission in Washington?
Voice of America was my mission today.
Just today?
Just today, because it's so funny how I actually ended up here. I opened for Saudi Soul in their last show as a group in their tour in America.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I got to meet, you know, your person, Mr. Sunday. And
Sunday Shumari.
Mr. Sunday Shumari. Shout out.
Shout out to you, Sunday.
You know, and he was so kind and accommodating. And it was just like, okay, because by the time I got on stage, the crew had left. But he gave me an opportunity because I'm basically an underdog at this point, right? But he's like, you did an amazing job. I'd love to offer you an interview with Voice of America. And I was like, huh? Mm. Wait, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, sure, absolutely. So, you know, that in itself is the reason.
Well, I'll tell you, that is what Voice of America is all about. We look out for people that don't have a platform.
Thank you.
Especially on a show like African Beat, like what Sunday is doing, like what Jackson is doing. And African Beat will look out for young artists, talented artists that don't have a platform.
Thank you.
So we bring you on board. We play your songs. You know, it doesn't matter where you come in. As long as you're an African or you are from African descent, we go after you. We make sure. If you bring your songs to us, we play it. We give you an opportunity to let people know who you are.
That's
what we're doing here right now.
That's amazing.
Want you to know that... You've blessed our hearts today.
Aww.
And you have so touched us that we love you at The Voice of America.
Right,
and
back,
we're going to keep pushing out your songs. We're going to keep telling people about who Ida V is.
Thank you.
This charming young lady that is always laughing, that is always smiling, that cannot stop singing about love.
Translation.
And
there's
one more song that we're going to play.
Yes.
Okay. The song is Yaye. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Yaye. What is Yaye?
Okay, so Yaye.
Yaye.
Yaye. That's why they say. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yaye. Actually, sorry, I'm digressing. Luganda is one of the hardest languages to forge an accent for because our intonations are so derivative from the writing. The phonetic transcription is like ridiculous. So that's why I had to make sure I could have written Y-A-Y-A-Y-A-Y-E, which would have been easier. But the reason that I wrote Y-A-A-Y-E so that it's easier for you to say yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah.
It reminds me of my daughter is called Yewa.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That's
beautiful. It's W-A-A.
W-A.
Wa. That's in Mende from Sierra Leone.
Nice. What does it mean?
Mother has come.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. There are two ways to it. You can say Yewa.
Yewa.
Like you say Yaye.
Uh-huh.
Yaye.
Yaye.
We can say Yewa. But when we say Yewa, that means mother has come back.
Mm.
You understand?
Africa
so,
is beautiful.
I think I can relate to this.
Okay.
So let's talk about the Yaye.
Okay, so Yaye, if you are Ugandan, you probably are familiar with the traditional folk of Atamugute Yagamba Yaye. I told you about it, Ali.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, I'm sure in your country you have like folk songs for the games and all of that. So Yaye is usually was used before tug of war, you know. However, I met up with Steve Keys. He's a producer that has defined Uganda's sound in incredible ways. Like, he's worked with so many musicians. And I met up with him to kind of refine my sound because I'm doing music as my profession. So the aim is to get better with every release, right? So I met up with him and, you know, we started writing because I did co-write Yaye. And it is a song that you listen to and you just smile and you feel so happy and so relaxed and so in love. And it's actually the first song of my upcoming EP that, titled Where Is Your Accent From? So,
Where Is Your Accent From? That is the title of your EP.
Yes.
Hmm.
A question I've been asked
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The immigrants.
So I'm not going to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
What?
I will leave it until the EP comes out, and we're going to invite you back here.
Sounds
because
good.
We want to talk about that.
Okay. Sounds
so can you give me a little bit of Yaye in a cappella before
okay.
you
go? Let's see. Which part should I do? I caught a flight just to come to you. Cause I've been missing you. Boy, you have no clue. And I can't explain what I feel for you. Cause it came out of the blue. But I'm happy that it's you, my boo.
Wow. Beautiful. Well, thank you so very much, Ida V. It's been such a wonderful pleasure having you here on the African Beat. And I look forward to having you down here again whenever, anytime you're ready with your EP.
Thank you.
Just a phone call away.
Thank you so much.
You are down here, and the world is going to know who Yaye is. We're going to make sure we push that one out there.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, to all of you out there, I hope you had a wonderful time. And now I'm going to leave you. I'm going to give you the sound. Yaye. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
I got the flight just to come to you.